The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
R. Kelly says he will expose his accusers for what he calls blatant lies being spewed on Lifetime's docuseries Surviving R. Kelly, and he's going down the list one by one. Sources close to Kelly say he and his camp are in the middle of launching a new website called SurvivingLies.com, which he will attempt to expose all of his accusers as liars, as well as reveal their true motivations behind their allegations. For now, there is a Facebook page dedicated to the new cause. The site itself isn't live yet. It appears R. Kelly's first target is Asante McGee, one of the women who's spoken out and claims that she was one of Kelly's sex slaves, but his team has put out a video that they say contradicts her story. They link to a YouTube video on the Facebook page which claims her daughter, which claims it has a person on there that is her daughter, mm-hmm. that is debunking her mom's claims of sexual abuse and control at the hands of Kelly in a leaked phone conversation with her boyfriend, allegedly telling him she often raved of a luxurious lifestyle and the perks of being with him. I'm sorry. But when you're brainwashed and you are in a cult and you're a sex slave, of course you're going to tell people in your life, like, oh, yeah, well, I mean, I'm living in this mansion. It's so great. Like, we literally heard from different survivors who said that they would tell their parents, oh, I'm doing great. Like, I'm living this amazing life with R. Kelly, when really they had a bucket and room and were locked in there without food for days.
It sounds like R. Kelly documented, like, everything he did. It's like, I'm going to put this on video. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, so the list goes on to say that this woman has previous arrests and claims she's in cahoots with this other victim, Jocelyn Savage's dad, to extort R. Kelly. The page ended up being pulled after posting an alleged text message between Kelly and one of the young females where she repeatedly called the singer daddy, which I think is hilarious because R. Kelly is making this page trying to prove that there's no corroboration to these women's claims. But one of the repeated, like, facts against him from all the different
survivors.
Like
recurring thing that keeps on happening?
Yeah, recurring thing that they keep on saying is that he always required them to call him daddy. So in his alleged text message of proof, you have the woman calling him daddy, thus proving what she said, that one of the rules of being in the cult was to call him daddy! He's an idiot. So that got taken down, and a spokesperson for Facebook said it violated their community standards and has been removed. Now this is wild. Shark Tank's Damon John tweeted R. Kelly and told him to kill himself, but wait until after he gets sent to prison. So Damon, to his three daughters, said Surviving R. Kelly really struck a nerve with him, and he couldn't help but react in such a strong manner.
And I decided to go onto Twitter and send him a direct message. I don't really know him. We've seen each other in passing. I think I said something like, please don't take the easy way out and take your life right now. Make amends with the families. Make amends with the survivors. Then go to jail, serve your time, and then take your life.
That's brutal.
He said he is an advocate for mental health and stuff. He said, I just feel like R. Kelly's situation is different. But, I mean, that's pretty controversial. But, I mean, I get where his passion being upset is coming from. Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale apparently hit it off at a Golden Globe party Sunday night. The Saturday Night Live star was spotted chatting with the underworld actress for about 45 minutes at the Netflix party. Sources say they cuddled at the party as well, but they didn't end up leaving together. Kanye West has another album coming out called Yandy. It's apparently a follow-up from his 2013 album Yeezus. The artwork is all done for Yandy and has a similar stripped-back, minimalist style like Yeezus did, emulating a transparent case for a mini disc and carried up to 80 minutes of music. The track list for Yandy has not yet been revealed, but Kanye did say before that 6ix9ine and XXXTentacion, or whatever the heck that idiot's name is, will be on Yandy. Again, why is nobody saying anything? These are two abusers. They should not be on this album or being promoted. He also said Ty Dolla $ign would appear on multiple tracks, that he would be sending a hook to Rihanna for her to sing. In October, Migos' Quavo revealed that he and his bandmates are set to feature on the record. Apparently, Kanye is recording the album right now in Miami with Lil Wayne, Migos, Timbaland, and 2 Chainz in his new $14 million home he just bought for his wife, Kim Kardashian.
Well, that's
and
nice.
When he was growing up in Canada, Jim Carrey sent the Carol Burnett Show his resume, hoping that he would get a job. To Carrey's surprise, she wrote him back.
When I was a child, I tried to get on her show when I was 10 years old. I sent her a letter, a resume with all the things that I did that were funny. I got a letter back signed by her that said, you know, we hired through the agencies, but I wish you the best of luck. You sound like you're doing great and all that. And I didn't care. It just was a letter from Hollywood. It's like somebody just gave me a pot of gold.
That is awesome. Did you ever write anybody when you were younger, like somebody that you wanted to talk to? Like, I wrote to Green Day. I used to love listening to Green Day, the rock band.
The only letter I remember sending was an email, and it was to Cartoon Network.
Okay.
When I was six. And I signed it, Alex, 6 years old. I asked for an episode of Scooby-Doo where Daphne and Fred got married.
Did that work out?
Did not. Never got that. Cartoon Network, if you're listening, I'd really like an episode where Fred and Daphne get married. Thank you.
Check your spam folder. It might be in there.
Coming up in less than an hour, who's going to be replacing Megyn Kelly on NBC?
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Okay, I guess I don't know how to feel about this. 3 out of 4 of Americans... apparently, we're doing this too much. I know some people, I think they don't do it enough at all. Like, they need to step their game up. We'll talk about that next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.